You're listening to Amud V'Chazar with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Irvin. Today we're going to be doing Daf Hey. This is the catch-up from Yom Kippur. Wednesday night was Hey Amud Aleph, and that was Kol Nidrei night. And Thursday was Hey Amud Beis, which was Motzei Yom Kippur, which obviously goes late and everyone is exhausted, hopefully uplifted and inspired, but exhausted by the end. We're catching up now. Of course, it's definitely a challenge at the beginning of a Masechta to have, you know, so many interruptions with Yom Tov, but we'll try to hang on, do the best we can. What's very nice about these Amudim is that they're actually pretty short. Some of this, it might take a little bit of time to learn them the first time, because you have to learn all these concepts and try to understand, you know, what the Gemara and the Mefarshim are referring to. But once you have it, the Chazara really can go pretty quickly. Especially if you're just doing like a quick chazara, even without Rashi, a quick skim of the Amud is, as I said, very quick. Also include the Zichru points and post them in the group when I get a chance. So let's take it from the bottom of Dalad Amud Beis. We're a few lines in the bottom, the two dots. So the Gemara asks if the Korah of the, or right, the Mavoi, was over 20 amos, so the Mishnah tells us that we have to make it smaller. Now the question is, kama might, how much should you make it smaller? So the Gemara says, what kind of question is that? Kama might, how much should you make it smaller? Kama detzarichli, however much smaller you need to make it, right? If it's 25 amos, so then you should lower it 5 amos. If it's 30 amos, you should lower it 10 amos. Kama detzarichli, as much as you need. So Gemara explains, no. What it means is, ela rachvo bekama. Rather, it's width how much. Meaning, how deep into the mavoi should it be lowered? Well, let's just explain what we mean by lowering. Based on Rashi, it seems that, the flow of the Gemara, the lowering means, the way to lower this mavoi is we're going to make the space, the airspace of the mavoi from the korah to, all the way at the top to the ground, we're going to make that 20 amos. So it was originally more than 20 amos, so we're going to make it 20 amos. So the way we're going to do that is we're going to build a mound or a platform of some sort, to build an istaba, some sort of platform or a mound of dirt, and that's going to make the airspace smaller. Now the question is, the question is not how high should the mound be? That's obvious, right? If it's 25 amos, if the korah is 25 amos, so the mound should be 5 amos high. The question is, how far into the mavoi, into the alleyway, does this mound have to extend? Does the mound have to only be the exact depth or width of the beam of the korah, or should it extend a little bit more? And that's going to be a machlokus over here. So let's take a look. It's width, meaning it's depth into the mavoi. How far should that be? Not at tight again. Rav Yosef says tefach. It only has to be a tefach, meaning basically the korah itself, the beam at the top, has to be a tefach wide. And so what Rav Yosef is saying is that it should be the same width as a tefach. So this mound only has to be a tefach wide and as tall as you need to make it. Abaye amar arba. Arba says it has to be 4. Whatever here means 4 tefachim. Just an important principle as we get further. We mentioned it. We discussed this earlier when we were in Masechta Shabbos, started Chavav, Chav Zayin. That sometimes that we're going to see this term, these terms arba, and it doesn't tell us if it's amos or tefachim. We had it in Masechet Shabbos. We're talking about etzbaos and tefachim, finger breadths and hand breadths. So just the understanding of what's going on here, and sometimes there's going to be errors, and the Rishonim point out there's an error in the Gemara. But the general rule is as follows: tefachim is masculine, amos is feminine. So, and it might be a little bit counterintuitive, but arba, without the hay at the end, is feminine. And arba, with the hay at the end, is masculine. That always bothered me when I was younger. It was always so confusing that, you know, in general, we imagine that words should that end with a hay are feminine, and if they don't, they're masculine. But when it comes to numbers, everything is the opposite. So it's like shalosh, arba, chamesh, sheish, sheva, shmona, tesha, eser. You would think it's masculine, but that's actually all feminine. And shlosha, arba'ah, chamisha, shisha, shiva, Shmona Tisha Asara, that's all surprisingly masculine. And the reason it's important over here is that sometimes the Gemara will say something like Arba, and which is a masculine term. Therefore, it's referring to not Amos, Tvachim. So that's an important rule. I thought it was worth the time mentioning now because we're going to see that a lot in this Masechta. So Rav Yosef says one Tefach, and Abaye says Arba, which means four Tvachim. And that's the Machlokas. So the Gemara now is going to try to understand what the Machlokas is based on, and there's going to be several interpretations of this Machlokas. So first the Gemara says, Lema Baha Kemifalki, maybe this is what they're arguing about. This is the fundamental point that Rabbi Yosef and Abaye disagree on. Demanda Amar Tefach Kesovar Mutter Lishtamish Tachas Takora. That the one who says that it's a Tefach, meaning Rabbi Yosef, says that it's a Mutter to use to, right, to meaning to carry under the beam in that little space. Umanda amar arba'a, Abaye, asur lishtamish tachas akora. So you're not allowed to carry under the kora. Now, let's just remember what the purpose of this is, that we want to be able to carry in the mavoi, in this whole alleyway, without mixing it up with the rishos harabim. The Rishos HaRabim is the space that's the public area outside of the alleyway. And we don't want Midiraisi should be able to carry in this alleyway, right? It's walled from three sides. It shouldn't be a problem to carry Midiraisi, but we're concerned that you would carry in the Rishos HaRabim. So there are rules. Like having a way to matter it, lechi kora, things like that. Now the question is, are you allowed to carry in that space under the beam, in that doorway? Is that considered part of the Shosa Rabim? Is that considered part of the mavoi? I believe it's a rabbinically, or at least one opinion will say, rabbinically, you're not allowed to carry in that little space under the kora, in the doorway space of the mavoi, you're not allowed to carry there. So that seems to be, a machlokas, and that's what this machlokas is based on. So how do we get that? Because Rav Yosef says that a tefach, right, he says it only has to be a tefach. That's how large it has to be, because he says you're allowed to carry under the kora. So we're concerned. Maybe let's start with Abaye. Abaye says that it has to be four tefachim. You're not allowed to carry under the kora. So since nobody is going to be carrying under the kora, most people actually will not notice the kora because the kora is over 20 amos, and you're not standing on the mound, so you're not really going to notice it. So therefore, says Abaye, there needs to be a platform that extends into the mavoi a little bit, and he says that Rashi explains that he says four tefachim because that's like considered a sizable amount of space. So it has to extend four tefachim into the mavoi itself so that it'll be noticeable before people approach the kora, so that people will be mindful that they're only carrying because it's a mavoi and they won't confuse it with the rishos harabim. However, according to Rav Yosef, who says that you're allowed to carry under that kora, so people are going to be carrying in that tefach door space, and they're going to be carrying there anyway, and since they're standing under the kora, and so even if the mound is only a tefach wide, so they'll notice the kora above themselves, and therefore they're not going to confuse the mavi with the rishos harabim. So perhaps the machlokas of Abaye and Rav Yosef, why does he hold four tefachim? He holds one tefach because Rav Yosef says they're using that space. The people are going to be carrying in that space, and therefore people will readily notice the kora on top. However, people, according to Abaye, they're not going to readily notice that, and therefore there needs to be an extra thing going four tefachim in, a mound four tefachim in, to help us see it. So the Gemara says the truth is low. No, the truth is everybody holds that you're allowed to carry under the kora. And okay, so then what's the machlokas? V'abahakam iflgi. Mar savar kora mishum heker, umar savar kora mishum mechitza. The machlokis between Rav Yosef and Abaye is what the reason is for the kora. Why do we have the kora there? Is it because it's a heker to help us? Right, it's something to help you recognize the difference. It's like a distinguishing feature that helps us distinguish between the Murashus Rabin Mavoy, so that we don't accidentally carry Murashus Rabin. Or is it also more than that? Is it also Mishum Mechitza, meaning that it kind of forms a fourth wall, right? Because then for sure there's no problem, right? If we're in a four walled area, then there's not a problem of carrying. So maybe the way we view it is that a Mechitza, the Kora creates like the edge of the fourth wall. And this was really the assumption in the previous answer of the Gemara. Rashi explains that the reason that you might be able to use the space of under the Korah itself is a question of whether the inside edge or the outside edge, where does the wall extend from, right? Meaning that you have a Korah over the mavoi, and so now there's two sides of it. There's the side on the inside of the mavoi, and there's side facing the Rosh Hashanah. So where do we say that it extends down and closes off the mavoi? Is it the inside one? And if that's the case, if it extends from the inside, then the space under the korah itself and that doorway would not be usable because that's locked out of this four-walled mavoi. Or perhaps it's the outer edge that extends down, which would include the doorway and the space under the korah on the inside. So that was the running assumption in the previous answer of the Gemara, that the korah extends down to be a wall. But now we're saying that's not necessarily the case, not necessarily everybody holds that. So now, is it perhaps that, and therefore that's why we need the 20 amos? Why is it that you need the 20 amos? Because maybe a wall is not formed, right? The mechitza can only be formed if it's less than 20 amos, right? If it's 20 amos or less, that's height. And it's at 4 tefachim wide. So maybe that's what it requires to be mechitza. So according to Abaye, we want the korah to actually be like forming an imaginary wall here. We're assuming that the mechitza is extending down. So therefore, it has to be not only within 20 amos, but it also has to be 4 tefachim wide. However, Rav Yosef says, no, we're not trying, we don't expect the korah to be there to make a mechitza for us. Rather, it's just for a heker. And that's their machlokas. So the Gemara then says, I'll tell you another one. Dekuli ama korah mishum heker. No, maybe everyone assumes it's because of heker. No one's assuming that the mechitza is extending downwards and anything like that. Everyone says it's a matter of heker. V'hacha b'heker shalmata u'b'heker shalmala. But the machlokas over here is whether they hold heter, whether there's the heter shel mata needs to be like the heker shel mala. Does the bottom have to match the top? The marsavar amrinan heker shel mata heker shel mala. One says that, meaning Rav Yosef says that the bottom heker it's okay if it just matches the top one. So the korah at the top is a tefach wide. So therefore, the bottom also, the mound only has to be a tefach wide. Umar savar lo amrin heker shamata heker shamala. And the other master holds it by, he says, no, that the heker at the bottom, it's not enough for it to be the same as the heker at the top. It has to be a little bit wider and more noticeable. And therefore, Abaye says you need 4 tefachim. V'Abaye Sema, and a fourth possibility, though it seems to be we reject the third one, the first one. Right? We have four possibilities here, but I think the first one seems to be rejected because it says, lo, everybody holds this, but these are phrased in Abaye Sema. So, another possibility, Abaye Sema, de kuli alma amrinan heker shamata heker shamala. Everyone says that the heker shamata could be like heker shamala. So then why does Abaye hold that? It has to be 4 tefachim. You should hold that the bottom heker is just as good as if it's a tefach. V'hacha b'gzeira shema yifchos k'mifagi. And what's the machlokas? Whether there's a gzeira of shema yifchos, maybe it'll become less, Rashi explains that there's a concern that al yidei drisas raglayim yifchas amiyot, that what's going to happen, right? If you have a mound over here, but people often walk on the mound, if it's only one tefach and everyone walks through this way, this pathway, it might end up becoming less, and therefore you're not going to have 20 amos. Or sorry, it's going to be over 20 amos, and that's going to be a problem. So Abaye says, we're concerned about such a thing, and therefore we should make it 4 tefachim. Again, Rashi explains that, you know, that's like, since we left the one tefach world, so then the next, normal standard measurement would be 4 tefachim. So it should be 4 tefachim, and this way, it'll be, noticeable if that one tefach is missing and people will fix it right away or something like that. But it's more than just that one tefach itself. And there's a gezerah of Shema Yifchos. Rav Yosef holds, no, there's no such thing as Shema Yifchos. It'll be fine. And therefore, he holds one tefach. And that's another possibility. Right. So again, the Gemara first suggested that the machlokas is based on whether or not they're allowed to use that the space under the korah or not. Then the Gemara seems to reject that and offers three alternative explanations for the machlokas. One is that they argue about whether the korah is the heker. The purpose of the korah is strictly for a heker, also if it's a mechitza. Or maybe, no, they don't think it's about a mechitza, but the question is, does the bottom heker have to match the top heker, or does it have to be a little bit more? And then the third possibility is that they agree fundamentally on most things, but they just disagree. Rav Yosef and Abaye disagree on whether there's a gzeira that people will trample the mound and crush it if it's only one tefach, and therefore we want it to be 4 tefachim. And this discussion is going to be the first zichru point about how large the mound, how wide the mound has to be under the korah to make it less than 20 tefachim. That's the first zichru point on daf hay over here. Of course, the simon for daf hay is going to be hay, meaning the English word hay, hay. Some bundles of hay and different things. We'll see what it is over here. Actually, it's going to be a mound of hay, which will help us. Okay, let's move on to the next part of the Gemara. So, similar question, just the opposite case. If you have a mavoy, a korah, that is less than 10 tefachim, and now you want to dig under it to excavate to make it 10 tefachim, right? We don't want to raise it up, but we're lowering the earth. So, how to complete the 10 tefachim, how much do I have to excavate? So the Gemara asks, kama chokek, kama ditzarech lei, as much as you need, right? If the korah is only 5 tefachim high, so then you have to excavate 5 tefachim deep to complete the 10. Isn't that obvious? So the Gemara explains, as we said, explained before, ela mashcha bakama, rather it's depth, right, it's drawn out into the mavoi, how much? How far out does it have to be? So Rav Yosef, on another machlokas, Rav Yosef and Abaye, but it's going to be different measurements. Rav Yosef Amar Bedalid. So Bedalid is hard. What does it mean? So it means, because we don't know if it's Arba or Arba. It's Arba Tfachim. Abaye Amar Ba Arba Amos. You can figure out, based on process of elimination, that it's 4 Amos. And they give different measurements. Over here, the reason it has to be different measurements is that In the case of the height of where it's the height where it's it was over 20 amos, so over there are walls that are already there. But over here we don't even if you just dig a little bit, you need to actually create the walls itself by digging. It's we don't have enough walls, so it's actually not even a mavoi until it has this proper. Proper new walls added, so it has to be bigger. And the question is it 4 tefachim or 4 amos? What's that machlokas is based on? So let's take a look. The Gemara suggests that maybe lemak b'derabbi ami v'rabbi asi k'miflagi. Maybe they argue about whether or not we apply a certain halacha of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Rav Ami and Rav Asi agree they're about to teach a halacha, and the question is, do Abaye and Rav Yosef argue about whether or not Rav Asi and Rami's halacha is the truth. So de itmar, because it was stated, mavoi shenifratz mitzido klape rosho, in a case of a mavoi that was breached from its side, klape rosho means close to the entrance of the mavoi. Right, so now there's a big hole made. So Itmar Mishmei de Ravami Ravasi, it was stated in the name of Ravami and Ravasi, Im Yesh Sham Pas Dalid. So if you have like a board, like a little bit of the mavoi, right? So we're talking about where you have the mavoi. There's it's walled from three sides, and then there's the entranceway, and then close to the entrance, one of the walls has a large breach on it, but there's still part of the wall on both sides, right? It was in the middle of the wall. So now, if close to the entrance, if that part, if there's still pas dalid, if there's still a part of four amos, right, this is amos. I'm sorry, this is tfachim. If there's four tfachim on the part that's close to the mavoi, that the entrance of the mavoi, matir bepirza ad eser. Vimlav pachos mishlosha matir shlosha ena matir. So let's try to get that. So if there's four tfachim of wall left adjacent to the entrance of the mavoi, right? So again, you have this large wall. Right, there's the entrance of the mavoi, and then the entrance of the mavoi has two walls, one at each side of it. So one of these large walls has a big breach broken in the middle. So now what's left is that wall is broken into two walls and a big gaping hole in the middle. So if the part of the wall that's closer to the entrance of the mavoi has at least four tefachim on it, so then even if the gaping hole is up to 10 amos, it's not a problem. We consider that as if it's just an extra doorway, and we don't consider it a breach that now we're not allowed to use our mavoi and we're not allowed to carry in it. However, if we don't have at least those four tfachim, at the part of the wall that's connected to the mavoi, at the entrance of the mavoi, if you don't have at least four tfachim there, so then you can't have it to be 10 amos. In fact, you can't have it more, you can't have it 3 tefachim. If it's less than 3 tefachim, we apply the principle of lavud, right? Sukkos is coming up. It's exciting to be learning Erevin as we head into Sukkos, because there's so many concepts that overlap. We're already learning about Dofna Kuma, and on the first amud of the Masechta, we're learning about, we already gave a shout out to Sukkos, so it's very cool to have that. So one principle throughout Sukkah and throughout Erevin is the principle of lavud, which you also mentioned in the previous amud, halacha Moshe Sinai, that if it's something is less than 3 tefachim, it's considered as if they're connected. So if you don't have 4 tefachim of the remaining of the wall close to the entrance of the mavoi, so if it's less than 3 tefachim, then it's connected by lavud. But if the hole is bigger than 3 tefachim, then it's going to passel our mavoi, and you can't carry in this. If there's at least 4 tefachim and that piece that's connected to the entrance of the mavoi, then even up to 10 amos of a hole would not passel the mavoi. You can carry in this mavoi. And perhaps this din is where Rav Yosef gets his four tefachim, and Abaye doesn't hold of it. Abaye requires, you know, even 4 amos. Because what's the machlokas based on? The machlokas of Abaye and Rav Yosef fundamentally over here is whether or is that we need to create a mavoi itself. That's really what it's talking, what the discussion is here. That there needs to be like the smallest shear for a mavoi. Because again, we're excavating under the entrance of this mavoi. And we need to, it's not enough to just do one tefach or four tefachim, as we mentioned with making the mound. Because we need to really create brand new walls, and we need to create basically a mavoi of its own. So they're arguing, Rav Yosef and Abaye are arguing, what is the smallest shear for a mavoi? In order for us to carry in this large alleyway, we're going to need to create the smallest possible alleyway through our excavation, through our digging. So we're going to be lower, right? That's how we're going to expand the entrance to 10 tefachim, by digging. But we also have to create enough space, has to be deep enough into the mavoi that it's considered its own independent mavoi. And therefore, we're talking about the small shear. The smallest shear, according to Abaye, is for Amos, and according to Rav Yosef is for Tvachim. And now we're trying to understand that machlokas. Maybe they actually argue within the shita of Ravami and Ravasi over here that how big is a breach. So we see over here that if you don't have that four tefach piece of the wall left attached to the entrance of the mavoi, adjacent to the entrance of the mavoi, so Rami and Rasi say if you don't have that four tefach thing, then you don't have, then it's not considered a wall. So the Gemara is suggesting maybe Rav Yosef holds of this Rami and Ravasi, and therefore we see that four, right? What's the svar of Rami and Ravasi? That the four tefachim is the minimum size of a mavoi. The minimum size of a mavoi is four tefachim. And therefore, they say if you don't have that four tefach pas, that four tefach board, then the breach is going, if it's three tefachim or more, is going to ruin the whole thing. And Abaye doesn't hold of Ravami and Ravasi. He says, no, you're very nice, you say this four tefach thing, but I don't hold of this din. I think it has to be four amos. And if Abaye would write the halacha differently, if you present Ravami and Ravasi's case to Abaye, he would say, no, not four tefachim, I hold four amos. Maybe that's the case, says the Gemara. So back to the Gemara, the Rav Yosef Islay to Rabbi Ami, and according to Rav Yosef, there is Ravami, and also Ravasi, but just shorten it. The Abaye lay Islay to Ravami, and Ravai doesn't hold of it. So the Gemara says, no, Amar lech Abaye, Abaye would say, Hasam sof mavoi hacha tchilas mavoi. Now over there, that's Ravami and Ravasi are being lenient. He would say, no, I agree with Ravami and Ravasi. In that case, if there was an existing mavoi, meaning sof mavoi, there's an existing mavoi, and then there's a breach, so then the rule is that you only need a four tefach board in order for us to allow a 10 amma gap. But if you're starting at tchilas mavoi, if you're starting making a mavoi from scratch, you're starting a new one, so that you need a full four amos. I agree with Ravami. Ravami and Rasi would agree with me. If we're talking about what's the minimum size to start a new mavoi, you need four amos. But if there's an existing mavoi and there's a breach, that's when Ravami and Rasi are lenient and say four tefachim. And I would agree with that, says Abaye, or would say Abaye. But when we're talking about tchilas mavoi, you need four full amos. Okay, so Abaye defended himself against, or the Gemara defended Abaye against a slight question. It's not really such a challenge. It's just, you know, some earlier Amorayim. But where's Abaye's shita coming from? So Amar Abaye says, mina lea, where do I know this from? Detani, because we learned in a braisa. Ein mavoi niter belechi. Right, and really what's Abai is going to prove over here is how we know that it must be more than four tefachim. Ein mavoi niter belechi, that a mavoi is not vikora achihu batim v'chatzeros psuchin lesocho. That a mavoi can, right, in an alleyway, you can only matir carrying in it with a lechi or a korah if there are batim v'chatzeros opened into it. Rashi explains what it means is that there are at least two chatzeros, and at least two houses in each chatzer, right? And that the chatzeros open into the alleyway, and again, just to remind us that the way it looked is that you had houses in a chatzer. There was like one courtyard that had two or more houses, and the courtyard would open up into this public alleyway. And the alleyway would open up into the Rishus Rabbim. So in order for the Mavoi to be, for us to apply this Kula, and Dindar Abanan of a Korah or a Lechi to allow carrying in it, it's only possible if the alleyway has at least two courtyards, and each courtyard has at least two houses. So now, if we're going to say, V'i bedalid hechi mishkachasla, if we're going to say that the minimum size of a courtyard, sorry, of a mavoi, is four tefachim. How is it possible to have two courtyards opening up into this alleyway? Because, as we're going to learn throughout the Masechta, a Pesach needs to be minimum, for it to be considered halachically a Pesach, it needs to be minimum four tefachim wide. So now, for us to have these a courtyard, and two courtyards opening up into the alleyway, and if the door of the courtyard has to be four tefachim plus Plus, Rashi says that you need a little bit of space for the mezuzah. I think it means like the doorpost, and for us to, I guess, be able to put a door on it, technically, in order for it to be a doorway, it needs that. So really, you need a little bit more space than four tefachim. So how are they able to, if a mavoi can, if the smallest possibility, as Rav Yosef says, the smallest possible mavoi is four tefachim, that's not enough. That's not large enough for us to open up two chatzeros into it. I don't have it in front of me right now, but there are some nice pictures that hopefully we'll put in the group so you can see that a little bit more clearly. But this is the question. Hey, Chimashkach is like, how can you possibly have it that the smallest possible mavo is four tefachim, but yet you have two chatzeros opening up into it, and the doorway of the chatzer is going to be four tefachim plus a little bit for the mezuzah. And maybe you'll suggest that, well, there's a middle wall. We have to clarify what Rashi helps us out over here, what it means by this middle wall. Rashi says, right, so meaning that there's a, there, the, so the two chatzeros are open. So again, we're trying to work with the smallest possible mavo, and we're trying to work with, we're trying to defend Rav Yosef. So let's say Rav Yosef is correct that there is a four tefach mavo. So it could be that it's four tefachim deep, but it's actually eight or eight or so tefachim wide, and it's hard to describe without showing a picture. So if you have the Oz HaHadar or the Masifta or an article or something like that, there should be pictures that can help you out. Maybe I'll send in the group. But basically, what we're doing now is we're making it a little bit, we're making it wider at the entrance. Meaning it's still going to be four tefachim deep. That's what we're talking about, depth right now. How far into the how deep is the alleyway itself? Not the entrance to the alley, how deep is the alleyway? So we're talking about the alleyway is four tefachim, according to Rav Yosef, that would be the smallest possible mavoi. How can you open up two courtyards into that? Well, the entrance is actually a little bit wider than that, and then there's a middle wall that and so there the, right so there's the chatzeros, each chatzer opens up four tefachim into this like middle wall that's blocking. So both chatzeros can technically open into it. So maybe you'll suggest such a thing. However, the truth is that's going to be a problem. V'hamar Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman taught us niktinan that we have taught. We have a Masorah. Rashi explains, "Ezehu mavoi shenitar belechi v'korah." So we're going to learn two limitations over here to the rule of a mavoi. That we could be matur with a lechin korah. Kol she'orcho yaser al rochvo. Ubatim v'chatzeros psuchin l'socho. So the batim v'chatzeros psuchin l'socho we already know. But this first one is that it cannot be longer than it is wide. Meaning, I'm not sure if I said that correctly, but kol she'or, it says you can only matter if it archo yoser al rachbo. That its length, meaning its depth, has to be more than its width. So over here, if we're going to have it four tefachim deep, meaning the mavoi is its length is four tefachim, so we can't have the width of its entrance eight tefachim. You can't have such a case. So that suggestion that we suggested is actually not plausible. So now Rav Yosef has to explain to us how it's possible that you can have a four tefach deep mavoi that's only just under four tefachim of an entrance. We just actually made it worse now. The question is a drop stronger, a four tefach entrance, and you're supposed to be able to fit two chatzeros entrances into this. How is that possible? So the Gemara says, in defense of Rav Yosef, de pasach le bekeren zavis. It's where it's on a keren zavis, meaning it's a corner. Rashi explains alachson, it's a diagonal. And this is what Rashi draws a picture of us for over here. So even no matter what Gemara you're using, you should have a picture of it. That basically the way it works is if you have these two diagonals, so you end up creating, you don't have to widen the entrance. So the width of the mavoi is, let's say, just under four tefachim. The depth is four tefachim. The width, you know, of the entrance is just under four tefachim. And nevertheless, because the two chatzeros are both open into this tiny little four tefach, 4 by 3.5 tefach mavoi. So this is a tiny alleyway. I'm talking about four by just under four tefachim. But the two chatzeros can open into it because they are on diagonals, so each one has enough of its four tefach entranceway into each chatzer with room for the mezuzah, and that's fine because it's diagonals, and that's how Rabbi Yosef could defend such a case, and therefore it is plausible. So Abaye tried to demonstrate, you know, oh, see, a four tefach mavoi does not make sense, and we found a way that it could make sense if there's diagonals. The Gemara continues, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Mina Amin Allah, how do I know this? And the reason that Rabbi is going to try to prove it himself again, it's unclear if he, you know, if the Gemara's response in defense of Rav Yosef was actually like heard by Abaye, and he said, "Oh, like, I need to prove it more," or perhaps what Abaye is trying to prove here is I had this ha'ara, and then I saw it quoted in the Masifta in the name of the Pnei Shlomo, that Rabbi was just trying to prove before that Rav Yosef's wrong, that it must be more than four tefachim. But over here, Rabbi is going to prove how he knows that it's four amos. So over here, it's not just like proving a rejection of Rav Yosef, but proving a proof for his own shita. So mina amin Allah, da amar Rami Bar Chama, because Rami Bar Chama says, Amar Rav Huna, in the name of Rav Huna, lechi habolet midofno shel mavoi. If you have a lechi we didn't really learn about so much yet, is a side post, right? Korah is the vertical beam, but sometimes you can attach a side post to the entrance, and that would be enough to be matur carrying the mavoi. So we could put a vertical beam at the top, but we could also put a side post attached to one of the walls, at least according to Beis Hillel. So if you put a lechi, but let's say the lechi is bolet midofno shel mavoi pachos mi'arba amos. But let's say it's quite a large lechi, but it's not four amos yet. It's close to, you know, it's 3.9 amos. It's not four amos. So nidon mishum lechi. That is considered a lechi. Ve'eino tzarech lechi acher lehatiro. You don't need if your lechi side post is actually quite a large one. It's 3.9 amos. So that's fine. That counts as a lechi, and you don't need a lechi at the other side to allow carrying in this mavoi. Dalar amos. However, if the lechi is so large that it's a four ama lechi, nidon mishum mavoi, it's considered a mavoi of its own. It's like it's an independent mavoi. Vitzarech lechi acher lehatiro, and therefore, if one of your lechis is four. Lechayim means cheeks, but I mean it could be that's what lechi is a lush enough. If one of your lechi is four amos, then that's considered like it's its own mavoi, and therefore you need a lechi at the other side, the opposite side of the entrance of the mavoi in order to allow carrying in it. So what do we see over here? We see that based on this lashon that it seems that four amos is the size of a lechi itself. Sorry, a mavoi itself. A mavoi, a minimum size of a mavoi is four amos. So that's why Abaye says four amos. Rav Yosef lafuki mitoras lechi adiika arba amos. So Rav Yosef would respond that no. It loses its status of lechi once it's four amos. L'mahave mavoi afila barba tefachim nami have a mavoi, but that's not telling us that this is the minimum size of a mavoi. A minimum mavoi is four tefachim. This halacha is teaching us the maximum size of a lechi, and once you reach four amos, that exceeds the status of a lechi. But it's not telling us what the smallest mavoi is. The smallest mavoi is actually four tefachim, not four amos. That's the end of the amud. And this, the next summit will, Mir Tashem, be a little bit shorter. The second zikru point over here is the discussion of what type of mavoi is permissible to carry in. We mentioned a couple of limitations. One of them we'll just mention is it has to have at least two chatzeros and two batim in each chatzer. So that's four people in all. The simon is going to be, we'll just start it now, because the first point was the size of the mound under a korah. So, remember, it's dat hay. So you're going to imagine one of these, you're going to imagine a mavoi, and there's going to be a mound of hay that's either one tefach or four tefachim deep, but whatever you want it to be. But that's the mavoi we're envisioning. So we see a mavoi with a mound of hay. So hay, you're thinking daf hay, a mound. Oh, that's the discussion about how large, how deep the mound under the korah has to be if we're trying to make it smaller. And there are going to be, four people in these two chatziros, and you just had the vision, they're going to notice something important about their mavoi. Again, you have this mound of hay under the korah of the mavoi, and inside the mavoi there are these two chatziros, two batim each, four guys, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, all there, and they're all going to notice something about their mavoi. And that's going to be the third zichru point. We'll get to that soon. So the Gemara says at the bottom of Daf Heyamad Aleph Gufa, this that we just said of Rami Bar Chama, in the name of Huna, we have to take a look at this. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar, Amar Rav Huna, Lechi Ebolet Midafno Shel Mavoi, you have a lechi that sticks out of the wall of the mavoi, Pachos Mearba Amos Nido Mishum Lechi, Ve'in Sarach Lechi Acher Latiro, Dal Amos Nido Mishum Mavoi, Ve'tzarach Lechi Acher Latiro. So we said that if it's four amos, you would need another lechi to matir it. Less than that, it's considered just a very large lechi, but it still retains its status as a lechi. So let's take a question. Oso lechi, so let's say we have four amos, and now you need to make a new lechi at the other side of the entrance, right? So this entrance, right, this fourth open, the entrance of the mavoi has a lechi that's four amos into this this space. So where should you put the other one? Oso lechi, heichan ma'amido, where do you put it? So the Gemara first assumes it's easy, right? Edom ukile behade. So if you're going to tell me that, when I presented it a moment ago, I gave away the answer, but I shouldn't have, right? So we say that you have to put another lechi there, right? So we have this entrance of the mavoi, and then there's a four ama lechi, and now the halacha is, according to the name of Rav Huna, that you need to put another lechi. So where do you put this other lechi? So the Gemara says it's obvious, right? Idemuki leba hade. If you attach it to the four amalechi, you put a new lechi on the four amalechi. So osve hu dekamos sifale. You're just adding on to the problem. Amar of Papa, or Rav Papa says, demuki la leidach yisa. It must be that you have to put the lechi on the other side. Make sure this one isn't also four amos. So you have a four amalechi that doesn't count as a lechi because it's four amos. So at the other side, you have to put a smaller than four ama lechi to matir carrying in this mavoi. Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua amar, but Rav Huna the son of Rav Yeshua actually argues, and he says afilu tema demuki lebahade. You can actually attach it to the four ama lechi. What about our problem that we said? Aren't you just adding on? So no, he says dematri be or dematzer be. You can make it a little bit more, a little bit less. And Rashi gives two pshatim what this might mean. Rashi says it could be that this one's going to be a little bit taller. Right, the extended lechi. Right, we have a four ama lechi, and you could even attach a new lechi onto the four ama lechi, but it has to go a little bit taller or a little bit shorter. And Rashi even says it could be also a little bit thinner or a little bit thicker. I wonder also, maybe what if it was a different color? Would that help as well? But right now we're just talking about size. So as long as it's clear, at least based on size, that it's not part of the four ama lechi, that it's a separate thing, so then it counts as its own lechi, and it's not like Rav Papa said, that it says Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua, that it has to be on the opposite side, on the same side is fine. Amar Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua, and Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua said another point, commenting on his Rebbe Rav Huna's teaching, right? This is Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua, not the same as Rav Huna, who's the quoted the din on the bottom of on the previous amud, about the oversized lechi. So that's Rav Huna, the Talmud of Rav. This is Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua, who's actually a Talmud of Rav Huna. Rav Huna who's a Talmud of Rav Huna. So lo amran ele b'mavoi shmona, but this was only said if the mavoi is eight amos. Aval b'mavoi shiva niter ba'omid meruba al haparutz. Right, meaning that this four ama. This four ama lechi is actually only a problem if the entranceway is eight amos or more. But actually, if it's seven, then the four ama lechi is actually quite helpful because then from this entranceway, you have more ba'omed, the omed, meaning the standing wall we have here, is meruba ala parutz, is more than the than the breach. Meaning, over here, we're not talking about broken walls over here. But at the entrance of the alleyway, obviously, if the mavoi was fully closed off, if there was a fourth wall instead of an entrance to the mavoi, then obviously you can carry in it. We're trying to see if we could do less. But if we what we have is, even if the whole entranceway is completely open, as a normal mavoi would be, it has an open entrance to the alleyway, so we allow you to carry if there's a korah or if there's a lechi. And we said over here that, right, Rav Huna said that if there's a four amah lechi, that's not a good enough lechi. You need a new lechi. Possibly the other side, possibly the same side, but you need a new lechi. But that's only the case if the mavoi is eight, says Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua, is only the case if the mavoi is eight amos more. But if it's seven amos, so what you have at this open entranceway is that you have three amos of openness, of entrance, and four amos of wall. Four amos of wall, that's the majority. And that should actually help you and allow you to carry it, carry in the mavoi. Right, and he says v'kavuchomer michatzer. It's a kavuchomer from chatzer. Uma chatzer she'ino niteres belechi v'korah niteres ba'omer meruba al aparutz. So a chatzer courtyard, a korah. Right, a chatzer needs walls. You can't have an open passage to the chatzer. One, it's missing a wall, and then we allow you to carry if there's a lechi or korah on the chatzer. That's a din by a mavoi. We don't have that by a chatzer. And nevertheless, we have a rule that if the omed is meruba al aparetz, right, let's say there's a breach in the wall of the chatzer, as long as what's the standing wall is more than the breach, you're allowed to carry in it. So mavoi, shenita belechi v'kora, a mavoi which is much more lenient than a chatzer, because we allow you to apply a lechi and korah. Eino din shenita ba'omen meruba al aparetz. So shouldn't you certainly apply this din of omen meruba al aparetz, right? So it seems that a mavoi is more makel than a chatzer, because we have the kula of korah and lechi. So we should certainly apply the something that fixes a chatzer of this logic of omen meruba al aparetz. So that should apply here, and therefore over here we have four amos of wall and three amos of openness. So this should work. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good chamakomer. Ma lechatzer shechin pertzasa ba'eser tomer b'mavoi shepertzasa ba'arba. Hold on, but that's not necessarily true, because we know that a chatzer has a rule that if there is a breach in the chatzer of 10 amos, so it's good, right? Up to 10 amos is good. But we don't have such a rule by mavoi that if the breach, we only have of ba'arba amos. Therefore, that's a chumrah that we find by mavoi that we don't find by chatzer, and therefore we write that's out the window. You can only learn a kavachomer if mavoi is, you know, certainly more lenient than chatzer. But over here we see mavoi is more strict than chatzer. So the Gemara says, no, kasavar Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua mavoi nami pertzasa be'eser. No, so that's actually machlokas and davavav, and Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua holds that the mavoi has the same breach size as a chutzer. Both of them are 10 amos. It's not, mavoi is 4 amos. So mavoi is not more, so mavoi is more lenient, and therefore we could apply this principle by mavoi, and that would be the case. So then the Gemara says, hold on, leman kan rinan. Wait, hold on. Who are we saying? Like, the Rav Huna? Right? The Rav Huna said this first din, that the oversized lechi is a problem. You need to make a new lechi if it's 4 amos. And then Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua was commenting on that, and he says, yeah, but that's not true Rav Huna only meant that in a certain case if it's 8 amos or more. But if it's 7 amos, then we could apply this kavachomer, and there's more wall than breach, and then it's fine, even though it is a massive lechi. But that's a little bit problematic for Rav Huna Rav Yeshua to be explaining the din of Rav Huna. V'ha Rav Huna pirtzaso b'dalad sfirale. But Rav Huna is the one on Dav Vav who holds that the minimum size, the minimum breach, or the maximum breach of a mavoi is 4 amos. So he can't hold, right? Rav Huna does not hold of this 10 amos. And the Kava Homer is predicated on the assumption that a mavoi is more lenient than a chatzer. But Rav Huna himself holds that a mavoi is more strict than a chatzer, at least in terms of a breach. So that's a problem. So the Gemara says, yes, it's true. But Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua Tama de Nafshe Kamar. Yeah, so Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua was saying his own chiddush that his Rebbe Rav Huna would not actually have agreed with. He was saying within my Rebbe's case, so he wouldn't agree with this, but I hold that the breach of a mavoi and chatzer is the same. It's 10 amos, and therefore I would paskin differently than my Rebbe in a case of where it's seven amos. The mavoi is 7 amos wide at the entrance. And so, final comment on this case. So, it's time enough. Sheikh Amar, Rav Ashi Amar afilu tema b'mavoi shmona nami lo tzarich lechi. So he says that the truth is that even he's working within Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua. He says that right. He said it's 7 amos, but he says even if it was actually 8 amos, if there's an 8 amos entrance, even then you wouldn't need another lechi, right? So again, back to the case. We have an 8 amos entrance, and there's a 4 ama lechi. So now, of course, Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua says, oh, well, if it's 7 amos, then the majority of this, of the entranceway is the wall, more wall than breach. Therefore, you should be allowed to carry in it. So Rav Ashi says, even if it was actually 8 amos, so now it's 4 amos of wall and 4 amos of breach. Well, hold on, we don't have a majority here, so let's see how he gets this. So Rav Ashi says, manafshach, either way, meaning we don't really know exactly. It's interesting. Rav Ashi is coming from a perspective of like we're taking a look, and it's what does it look like to us? What does it seem? We don't necessarily have rulers with us. We're standing there on Shabbos. We're trying to figure out what to do. So manafshach, either way, I omid nafish nitzer ba omid. So if we're not really sure, and we can't tell, we know that there's an 8 amma entrance. We don't know exactly how big the lechi is. Maybe the omed is nafish. So maybe the lechi is like 4 amos and a little bit, and it takes the majority. And so there's like 4.1 amos of a wall and 3.9 amos of breach. So if so, niter, it's mutter to carry in it, but omed meruba al aparetz, because there's more wall than breach. The e parutz nafish, and let's say, well, maybe the breach is more. Maybe it's actually 4.1 amos of breach and 3.9 amos of wall. So if 3.9 amos of wall, that's right. Meaning this lechi is 3.9 amos of wall. So nido mishum lechi. So then that's a lechi, and then you can carry in it. That's great. And then Rav Ashi says, okay, well, I know you're bothered. My Amart, what are you going to say? Deshavu tarvayu ki adade hava, right? So you're going to tell me, well, maybe it's actually 4 and 4, right? If it's 4.1 of wall and 3.9 of breach, so then I have a majority of wall I can carry. If it's 3.9 of wall, well, then that's considered a lechi on its own, and it's fine. But what if it's 4 and 4? In which case, we don't have a majority of wall, but also it's too big to be a lechi because it's a full 4 amos. So he says, "Havale suffik derabanan v'suffik divrehen lahakel." He says, "Well, then it's a suffik derabanan because this whole din in the first place of needing a lechi, a korah, carrying in a mavoi is all din derabanan. And over here, we're not sure. We have a few different options. We're not sure if it's bigger, smaller, if they're equal. So in two of the possibilities, it's great. But one of them, it's a suffik. But he says it's a suffik derabanan lakula. So anyway, you should be allowed to carry in it." So the final zichru point is that you can't have a lechi that is 4 amos wide. A lechi can't be 4 amos wide. So the 3 points again are on daf hey are the first the size of the mound under a korah. It should be 1 tefach. It have to be 4 tefachim. What kind of mavoi are allowed to carry? And it has to be a mavoi that has 2 chatzeros and 2 batim in each chatzer. And a lechi can't be 4 amos wide. That's already considered too big. So now the simon is hay for daf hay. So you have a mound of hay piled up under a korah, right? The korah was too high, so you have a mound of hay piled up in it. And then inside this mavoi, there are 2 chatzeros and 2 batim in each chatzer, and you have these 4 guys, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and they're all standing in their front of their house, in their chatzer, and then they all look at, notice at the same time, oh my gosh, our lechi is 4 amos wide. That's gonna be a problem, right? Reuven points out, oh my gosh, look at, right? So they're all standing outside. Reuven says, oh, look, the lechi, it's 4 amos wide. Shimon says, oh yeah, it's a big problem. And now they're all talking about the lechi. So we have our 3 dinim on daf hey of the mound under, right? How large the mound has to be. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda are these four people inhabiting the two houses in the two chatzeros in this mavoi, and they're commenting on this very large four amalechi that's way too big for their own good. Again, it seems like it's a lot, but do it inside and do it with the Rashi and try to get a chazara in. And you'll see it's very easy to, especially if you just do a chazara just on the amud itself without the Rashi a couple of times. It's short amudim, it's good. And please keep in mind the previous daf simanim so that we can keep it going.